This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office attempted to dispel allegations of racism made against the department by Black ranchers who say they've been targeted. CPR's Justice Reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
An ongoing dispute between the Mallorys, the ranchers, and their neighbors, the Clarks, has led to allegations of stalking and racism. Despite very little clarity on the truth, the story went viral. El Paso County Sheriff Joseph Roybal says his office has received threats due to false information being spread.
Misinformation and the mischaracterization of my office and my employees has led to a level of uneasiness for many residents of Yoder and some members of my staff and family members who have been specifically targeted.
Police said claims made by the Mallorys against them have been misleading and untrue. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Centura Health, one of the state's largest hospital networks, is splitting into two. In a press release, Centura said the 25-year partnership between Common Spirit Health and Advent Health is ending, having reached, quote, natural maturity. Advent Health will now operate and manage five Adventist hospitals and affiliated clinics in Colorado. Common Spirit Health will run 15 hospitals and affiliated clinics in Colorado and Kansas. Centura says there will be no disruption to patient care during the breakup. The 2023 U.S. Junior Fencing Olympics are in Denver this week. More than 2,000 of the country's top young fencers will compete for 18 national titles. The tournament will be held at the Colorado Convention Center from February 17th through the 20th. Former junior champions have went on to represent USA in the Summer Olympics. This is CPR News and KRCC. Hey, and thank you to everyone who donated during CPR's fund drive.